B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, and we're going to start five lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, "Kiyotze boy loy yoichal hazov." We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, that Chazal made a number of takonos to prevent a person from doing a serious avera. And the Mishnah says that in the same way as the Chachamim made a gezera, a decree, about what one is allowed to do on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos comes in, and the way one's allowed to read or not read with the light of a lamp, and the way one's allowed to delouse one's clothes, etc. The Mishnah says, "Kiyotze boy." Similarly, Chazal made a takana, "Lo yoichal hazov im hazova mipnei hergul avera." A zov is a man who has had a certain type of discharge that renders him as tomei, and as we've seen previously, a zov, if he sees two re'iyos, then he has to count shiva nekiyim. He has to make sure that he has 7 clean days. If he sees 3 re'iyos, then he has to also bring a korban at the end. And that's a zov. A zova is a woman who also sees a certain discharge, or typically she sees blood during the days that render her zov. There are some days that when she sees the dam, it will make her and give her the status of a nida, and other days it will give her the status of a zov, a zova. And we're not going now into the halachos of zov and zova, but it's severely osa to have marital relations with a zova. In order to prevent a person having relations with his wife when she's a nida, the Chachomim made a gzera that such a couple, when the wife is a zova, they're not allowed to eat together, because if they eat together and the hearts will get drawn to each other, and they could end up doing an avera. Now, if on top of the fact that she's a zova, he's also a zov, the same precaution exists. The difference being that if only she is a zova and he's tohir, then we have an added issue. We have an issue that the food that they're eating together, in the event that they would eat together, then any food that the zova touches becomes tomei. A tohir person who then eats this food could become tomei as well. And especially in the times of Chazal, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, where people were very makbid, they were careful to stay tohir all the time and to only eat tohir food. So if he is a zov, in any case, anything he touches is going to become tomei. So there's no point in refraining from eating with a zova as far as the halachas of tumah and tara are concerned. We only have the issue of them not chas v'shalom doing an avera and having relations together. If he's tohir, then besides for needing to keep them apart to make sure they don't do an avera together, there's an added reason for them to stay apart and not eat together, in order that he should not eat food that she has made tomei. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learnt in a brisa, Reb Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, boy ure ateichon porto tara b'Yisrael. Come and see how widespread the Tara, the purity, b'Yisrael, is maintained in Klal Yisrael. Shaleisha ninu, it did not say in our Mishnah, lo yoichal ha-tohir imatmea, that a tohir person should not eat together with his wife who is a tmea. And then the reason that they would stay apart is in order that he should not eat the food that she's made tomei. Elo lo yoichal hazov im hazova mipnei hergel avera. The Mishnah just stresses that a zov, where he is tomei, should not eat together with a zova, because if they do eat together, they may come to have relations together, and that's osa. And the fact that the Mishnah did not speak about a tohir person staying away in order that he should not eat the food that she made tomei, you see that it goes without saying. We see that it was common practice that the tohir people would not eat together with their wives if their wives were tomei. And therefore the Mishnah only had to tell us that if he's also tomei, if he's a zov, and then in any case he cannot be careful to eat tohir, he himself is tomei, and therefore they needed a new gezeira to say, even though you're tomei and what you're eating is tomei, make sure not to eat with your wife who's tmeo, in order not to chas v'shalom come and have relations with her. Continues the braisa, "Kiyotze boy lo yoichal zov porush im zov am ha'oretz." A zov who is a regular Talmud Chacham, who when he is Tohir, he makes sure to only eat Tohir food, then now that he's a Zov and he's Tomei, nonetheless he should not eat together with a Zov who's an Amoharetz. As Shema Yargilenu Etzloi. Maybe he'll get used to, accustomed to being close with this Amoharetz, and that's a reason to prevent such a situation by saying, even if you Porush, if you Talmud Chacham are now a Zov, you're now Tomei, nonetheless, do not eat together with a Zov who is an Amoharetz. The Gemara is asking now, V'chimargiloi etzlei mayhava. What are you worried about if this Zov Amoharetz is going to feel accustomed and regularly be together with this Porush? What are you worried about? Elo'ema, says the Gemara, no. When the Braisa says that a Zov Porush should stay away, should not eat together with a Zov Amoharetz, then don't say Shemo Yargilenu Etzle, maybe he's going to be common and they're going to be together. No, say Eima Shemo Yachilenu Dvorim Tmeim. The reason that a Zov Porush should stay away from a Zov Amoharetz is in fear that the Zov Amoharetz is going to feed or cause the Zov, who is normally a Porush, to eat food which is Tomei. Asks the Gemara, Otu Zov Porush Lav Dvorim Tmeim Ochil? I don't understand. We're talking here about the Porush is a Zov himself. Anything he eats is going to become Tomei, and he himself is Tomei, so the Amoharetz will not be making him eat more Tomei things than he would be eating anyway. So there's two answers in the Gemara. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Gezeira Shemo Yachilenu Dvorim She'enom Musukonim. That the real chashash here, the real concern of why a Zov Porush should not eat together with a Zov Amoharetz is because the Zov Amoharetz may feed the Porush with food that has not been taken Trumas and Maestras, and we know that Amei Haoretz, we suspect that they are not Makbid, they're not articulate with all the halachas of Trumas and Maestras, and therefore don't eat with the Zov. Even though you're eating your food and he's eating his food, it's a Gezeira, maybe he'll give you his food. And not eating his food is also is the Gezeira of Demai, don't eat the food of an Amoret, maybe he didn't take Trumas and Maestras. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Roiv Amei Haoretz Ma'asrin Hein. Most Amei Haoretz do take Trumas and Maestras, and therefore we wouldn't make a Gezeira Otu Gezeira. You wouldn't make a Gezeira not to eat with an Amoret because he might give you food that is his, it belongs to Amoret, and then you're going to say, if it's his, maybe he didn't take Maisa. He probably did take Maisa, and even though the Chachomim said, don't eat the food of an Amoharetz, maybe he didn't take Maisa, but to go as far and say that you're not allowed to eat with the Zov Amoharetz, because he may give you his food, which maybe has not been taken to Trumas and Maisas, we wouldn't go that far. Elo, the reason over here in the Braisa it says that a Zov Porush should not eat with a Zov Amoharetz is Shemo Yehi Rogil Etzli. Maybe you'll just become friends together. He's going to become accustomed to eating with you. Now it happens to be they're both Tomei. He's a Zov and he's a Zov. But if you're going to get acquainted with each other, then the Zov Amoharetz is going to come next week or whenever it is when the Zov Porush is Tohir and is again going to come and eat with him. And now the Porush wants to be makbid to only eat tyris, only eat things that are pure, and the Amoharetz is going to come and eat with him, and we assume that the food of an Amoharetz is impure, and that's going to destroy the purity of the Porush, and therefore, even whilst the Porush is a Zov, do not get accustomed to eat with an Amoharetz. Continues the Gemara. Iboy Elohu, Nido Mahu Shetishon Imbailo, Hi Bebigdo Vuhu Bebigdoi. We know there's another type of tomei of a woman, and that's a tumas nida. It's distinctly different from the halachas of zov and zova. We're not going now into those halachas. And it's, if a woman is a nida, then it's severely osa for her husband or for them to have relations with each other. Now, it was common practice in the time of Chazal, and Rashi brings proof from this from a Gemara, that they would, that a couple, when she, a woman is tohir, they would sleep in the same bed, and they wouldn't necessarily be clothed. That's what Rashi brings from a Gemara. The question is, in the case where she is a nida, then obviously relations are severely osa. The question is, the fact that he is clothed and she is clothed, in which case that's a clear sign that make sure not to get too close, is that enough to allow them to sleep in the same bed or not? Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, Tashema, it's a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet. The Mishnah says, Ha'oif oile im hagvino ala shulchon. When a person is eating chicken, for example, which is miti, midrabanon, is he allowed to put milk, cheese, on the table at the same time? Or if he's eating cheese, is he allowed to put oif, a chicken, on the table at the same time? So the Mishnah says that you're allowed to. Ve'einu nechal. But make sure not to eat the two together. Midrabanon, even though min hatayra, the issar of basar b'cholav, is only basar, and only when it's cooked, etc. But the Chachomim said, do not eat chicken with milk or with cheese. So don't eat it together, but you're allowed to put them on the table together. Divrei Bishamai, that's the opinion of Bishamai. Bishilil oimrim. Bishilil argue and say, loy oile, they're not only, you're not allowed to eat the two together, you're also not allowed to have them on the table together. So you see here that there's a gzeira that in order that you shouldn't come to eat the oif together with the gvino, we don't even allow you to get close together and don't let them even be on the table at the same time whilst you're eating. So from there we see that according to Beis Hillel, it would seem that even though he is bebigdoi and she is bebigdo, they're both clothed, nonetheless, they should not be in the same bed at the same time. So the Gemara wants to bring proof, Rav Yosef wants to bring proof from that Mishnah to this question here of Nida. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a proof. Shan yehosom delek deus. In the case of the chicken and the cheese, you're talking about a single person who's eating. Let's say he's eating chicken, you put cheese on the table. If he's going to now take some cheese to eat together with the chicken, who's going to stop him? No one's there to remind him. He's going to make this mistake on his own. Therefore, we say, no, keep the cheese off the table. Over here, however, in the case of the Nida, there's two of them. So if Chas v'Shalom, one of them would, by mistake, try to get too close to the other one would say, just a minute, I'm a Nida. You're not allowed to get anywhere near me. And since there's two deos, there's two minds here, one will protect the other, and therefore, because they, and the Gemara is soon going to say, in addition to the fact that they have this heker, this sign, to remind them, and that is that they are both clothed, it's enough, and therefore they possibly would be allowed to sleep in the same bed. Hochanami mistabra, it's probable that this chiluk, this definition that the Gemara said, that there's a difference between where there's one person or two people, it's logical and probable that that's the difference. That if you have two people, then it's less severe, there's less reason to believe that you're going to make a mistake and it'll mutter. Diktoni Sefer, we learnt in the next mission in Chulin Daf Kuv Zayin, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Shnei Achsanoim, two guests, Oichlin al shulchan echod. They're allowed to eat on the same table. Ze oichl basar. One is eating meat. Ze oichl gvina. One is eating chicken. Meat is even meat. Ve'ein chayshim. We're not worried that they're going to switch meals and they're going to eat meat and milk together. So from the fact that you see that if the two guests, the two people, one is eating meat, the other one is eating cheese, are allowed to eat at the same table together, even though the Mishnah before that said you're not allowed to put the cheese and the chicken on the table at the same time, its reason is because there's two of them there. So you see that when there's deos, when there's two people there and they're going to remind each other, we're not concerned, and therefore in the case of Nida, where there's two of them, there's the husband and the wife, therefore we're not concerned, and they possibly would be allowed to sleep in the same bed. Asks the Gemara of Lavit Ma'alod, did we not say concerning the two guests, Omer of Chonin Bar Ami, Omer Shmuel, Lo Yishonu El Shein Makirin Zeh, only if they are total strangers with each other, only then we assume that they're not going to switch meals and give each other from each other's food. Aval Makirin Zeh, if they do recognize each other, they are acquainted with each other, they know each other, then Asurim. Then you're not allowed to have two friends or two people who know each other, one eating meat, the other one eating cheese at the same table, because they might mix, and that would be Asa, even though there's two of them. Since they know each other, then they might share with each other. In which case, in the case of the Nida, the husband and the wife, they know each other, and therefore, possibly over there, it would be also. In the case of the Nida, they know each other, and therefore the fact that they're clothed would not be enough, and it would be awesome. Says the Gemara Hochyasht, I'll explain to you the difference between the two guests that know each other and the husband and wife. Hasam, in the case of the two guests, Deus Ika, it's true that there's two of them, Shinui Leka, but you haven't got a sign. There's nothing reminding any one of you, hey, you're eating meat, you're eating cheese, don't switch. Hochaba, in the case of the Nida, Ika Deus, besides the fact that there's two people that hopefully each one will stay alert and protect the other one, V'ika Shinuye, they also have a sign. The fact that he is clothed and she is clothed, which was not common practice, then that is serves together with the fact there's two of them, then it would be muta. Ika Amra, another version of this Gemara, Toshima. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Shnei Achsanoim Oichlin al Shulchan Echod Ze Bosor Veze Gvina. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that two guests are allowed to eat at the same table, even though one is eating meat and the other one is eating cheese. Ve'itmar lo, and on this it was said, Omar Rav Chonin Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Lo Yishanu El She'ein Makirin Ze Ze. It's only true if they do not recognize each other, they don't know each other. Aval Makirin Ze Ze, in the case that they do know each other, Osur, they're not allowed to eat at the same table, one eating meat, the other one eating cheese. V'hanin Nami Makirin Ze Ze, and this couple, where she's a Nida, they know each other. And the Gemara says, Hosom Deus Ika, Shinuye Leka. In the case of the guests, even though there's two of them, they have two different minds, but there's no hecker, there's no recognition, there's no sign reminding them not to switch. In the case of the Nida, besides for them being two people, there's also a hecker, there's also a sign reminding them, hu bebigdoi vehi bebigdo, and therefore it could be muta. Continues the Gemara Toshima. Lo yoichal hazov im hazovo mishum hergel avir. We saw in our Mishnah that a zov is not allowed to eat with a zova in order that chas v'shalom they shouldn't have an avira, they shouldn't get too close to each other and chas v'shalom have relations together. And this is a very similar case to a husband when his wife is a nida, because the halachas of a wife being a nida and the halachas of a wife being a zova are similar regarding marital relationships. And if over here in our Mishnah it says that Hergel Avera were afraid that they're going to have relations together and therefore they're not even allowed to eat with each other, then that should be proof that they should not be allowed to sleep in the same bed. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Hochanami Deus Ika Shinu Ileka. It's true that in both cases there's two people, there's a couple, but in the case of the Zov and the Zova eating together, there's no Heker, there's no Shinui, there's nothing there to remind them not to get too close. But in the case of the Nida, where he is clothed and she is clothed, that acts as a simon, and therefore it could be muta. Toshima. It says in the Pasuk, El Hehorim Loi Ochol Ve'enov Loi Noso El Gilulei Beis Yisrael Ves Eishes Re'ehu Loi Timei Vel Isho Nido Loi Yikrov. The Novi Yecheskel is describing a righteous person and saying that El Hehorim Loi Ochol, a righteous person does not have to look up to his ancestors, to the Ovus, and live off their Schusim. The ancestors, the Ovus, are called mountains. He's living in his own merit. Ve'enov Loi Nosel Glulei Beis Yisrael, he did not lift his eyes to the idols that were rampant amongst Klal Yisrael. Ves Eishes Re'eu Loi Timei, he did not defile his neighbor's wife. Vel Isha Nida Loi Yikrov, he did not approach his wife when she was a nida. So the Gemara says, Makish Isha Nida Le'eshes Re'eu. The Pasuk in Yecheskel is comparing his neighbor's wife to his own wife when she's a nida. Ma'eshes Re'eu. In exactly the same way as your neighbor's wife, Hu bebigdoi vehi bebigdo. Even if they're both clothed, Osur, they're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. And Rashi explains, because there's an Issa Yichud, they're not even allowed to be locked in the same room together. So we can learn from there that so too, af ishtoi nida, his wife who's a nida, hu bebigdoi, vehi bebigdo, even though they are both clothed, osur, they're also to sleep in the same bed, shma mino, and that's the final proof. Continues the Gemara, upligi derev pados, and this seems to argue with Rev Pados, because we just brought a posuk saying that a couple, when she's a nida, they are not allowed to sleep in the same bed. And this seems to argue the Rev Pados, the Omer of Pados, lo osra toira elo kurvo shel gilui arois. Min ha toira, only the relations itself is osa. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ish ish el kol she'er basaroi loisik revu legalis erva. According to the Torah, a woman who's a nida isn't, or any of the arayis, is not allowed to be megale erva. Gilui erva means having relations. However, according to Rev Pados, min ha'tayra, only having relations themselves is osa min ha'tayra. Any other type of kurva, of closeness, is only osa midrabanon. And since any closeness, even touching each other, is only osa midrabanon, according to Rev Pados, therefore we assume that according to Rev Pados, that not allowing them to sleep in the same bed when they're not even touching each other, they're both clothed, then we assume that even midrabanon they would not say it's osa, and this seems to contradict what we just saw that we learned from the pasuk that hu bebigdoi vehi bebigdo are not allowed to sleep in the same bed. Continues the Gemara, ula ki hava osu mi beirav, when ula would come back from the Beis HaMedrash, hava menashik luhu laach vasei, he would kiss his sisters abei chodayu on their chests, v'omri lo, and others say abei yodayu on their arms, on their hands. Upliga didei adidei. Even though he himself would do it, because he knew that he was an absolute tzaddik and nothing would enter his mind that was inappropriate, but for others, he would rule that one should not do that. Do'oma ula, afilu shum kurva osur. Ula says any type of closeness with somebody that one's not allowed to be married with is osa. Why? Mishum Leich, leich, omri nazira, we tell a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so we say to the nazir, go, schoir, schoir lekarmo, go around the vine, loy sekariv, do not get close to the vine, because if you go into the vineyard, you may end up eating from the grapes, which is osa as a nazir. And in the same way as we tell a nazir, stay far away from the vineyard, so too, regarding all types of closeness, anyone who's not your wife when she's muta, stay far away, no touching, no getting close. Continues the Gemara, Tana de Be Eliyahu. It was taught in the yeshiva of Eliyahu. Some say this is referring to Eliyahu Hanavi, others say it's a Tana who was called Eliyahu. But what does it say in this brisa? Ma'aseh b'talmid echod, there was an incident with one of the students, one of the Talmidim, Sheshono Harbeh, he learnt a lot of Mishnayos, V'koro Harbeh, and he learnt a lot of Chumish, V'shimish Talmidei Chachomim Harbeh, and he served Talmidei Chachomim, and the Talmidei Chachomim explained to him the intricate details and explanations of everything that he learnt, and nonetheless, U'meis b'chatzi yomov, he died very young, half his days. V'hoiso ishtoi niteles tfilov, his wife would take the tefillin of this Talmud Chacham, umachziron bebati knesios ubebati medrashos, she would go round to all the shuls and all the bati medrash, va'omro lohem, and she would say to them, ksiv b'Torah, it says in the Torah, ki hu chayecho va'orech yomecho, Torah is cause for longevity, it gives you long life, and my husband was a Talmud Chacham sitting and learning, and he died so young. Bali, my husband, Sheshono Harbeh, he learnt a lot of Mishnayos, V'koro Harbeh, he learnt a lot of Chumish, V'shimish Tamidei Chachomim Harbeh, and the Chachomim explained to him all the halachas, Mipnei ma meis b'chetzi yomov, why did he die so young? V'lo yehoya odo machzira dova, and there was nobody in the shul or the Beis HaMedrash that could or was prepared to give her an answer. Pam achas nis'arachti etzla, at one point I was a guest with this almona, with this woman, v'hoiso masicha kol oisei mu'ura, and she told me over the whole incident, everything that happened with her husband. V'omarati lo, and I said to her, biti, my daughter, b'yimei nidoisecha, when you were a nida, mahu etzlecha, how was he with you? Omroli, she said to me, Chas v'sholem, afilu be'etzba k'tano lo inogabi. He wouldn't touch me even with a little finger. B'yimei libunecho, ma'u etzlecho. What happens when you are a zovo? How was he with you? Ochal imi. She said that he would eat with me. V'shoso imi, and he would drink with me. V'yoshon imi b'kiruv bosor, and he would sleep with me, even though we were touching each other without clothes. V'lo also daito el dova achir, but I can guarantee you his mind was completely pure and he had no intentions, chas v'sholem, of having marital relations together, because since she was a zova, he knew it was severely osa. V'omarti lo, and I said to her, Baruch Hamokim, blessed is Hashem, Shehorgoi, that killed him, that took him away. Shelo inosa ponim latayra. When it comes to the halachos of Nida, one's got to, and Ziva, one's got to take the extra precaution not to get even close to a Nida or to a Zava. The fact that he allowed himself to sleep with his wife like that, even though he was sure of himself that he would not do an Avera, nonetheless, it was severely inappropriate for him to do that, to the extent that he was deserving of leaving the world early. Shari Omra Torah, the Torah says, El Isha Benidas Tum Oso Loi Sikrav, don't get anywhere near a woman who is Tomei. How could he allow himself to sleep with you in the same bed like that? Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar Mito Chado Havoi, he says that they were sleeping in the same bed, but it was a very, very wide bed, and there was no kiruv of Bosa, they were not touching each other at all. And he thought it was Mutta. That's how Rashi explains this. It's a bit interesting because the Braisa said a minute ago that they were Yoshon Imi Bekiruv Bosor. And here Rashi says that it was not with Kiruv Bosor. Okay, the Mefarshim discussed this a little bit. But Marova Omri, in Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they explained, Omar Vietzchok Bar Yosef, Sinar Mavsik Beinoi Leveino, that she was clothed somewhat from her waist, below her waist, and therefore he allowed himself to be in the same bed with her, and that was his limutzchus, that's why he did it. However, bottom line is, or severely also, since she was Tomei, they were not allowed to be in the same bed, and he did not keep to this harachoka, and therefore he was deserving of being killed. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu min ha'alochis she'omru ba'alias Chananyo ben Chizkiyo ben Gorin, she'olu levakroi. When the Chachomim went to visit Chananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gorin, when he was in the attic, in the upper chambers in his home, then Nimnu v'Rabu, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Talmidei Chachomim who sided with Beis Shammai were more than those that sided with Beis Hillel, and Alocha was like Beis Shammai. V'yud ches dvorim gozru boi bayoim, on that day they decreed 18 gezeiros, and the two that we learnt in the previous Mishnah, number one, that one may not delouse one's clothes on Shabbos, Lo'ir HaNeir, and one's not allowed to read Lo'ir HaNeir with the light of a lamp, because you may tilt the lamp, that was two of the 18. Says the Gemara, Omer Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef, Eilu Tnan, does this Mishnah start with Eilu, as if it's a new sentence, as if to say, the following are the 18 things, or V'Eilu, and these are from the 18 things, Tnan. What does it say in the Mishnah? Eilu or V'Eilu? And the Gemara explains, V'Eilu Tnan Hanid Omron. If it says V'Eilu, it means that the ones we just mentioned, those two, Lo Yafle V'Lo Yikre Lo Iraneir, are included in the 18. Or Eilu Tnan De'Be'inon Le'Mei Mekamon. Or is it Eilu, only those we're going to say in the Hemshech, further down. Says the Gemara Toshema, Ein poilin l'oir haneir, v'ein koirin l'oir haneir, v'eilu min ha'alochis she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gorin. It's explicit in the Braisa that we saw before, that ein poilin l'oir haneir, one may not delouse one's clothes with the light of a lamp, and one may not read with the light of the lamp, and these are two of the 18 halochis that were said in the chambers, in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gorin. Shma mino, v'eilu tnan, shma mino, so we have proof that the Mishnah should say, and does say, v'eilu. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, mi kosav Megillas Tainis. There's a braisa called Megillas Tainis, in it is recorded many days that one may not fast in them, and other halachas, because they are Yomim Tovim, there were days where Klal Yisrael got saved of different tzoros. Omru, they said, Hananya ben Chizkiyahu Siaitoi. It was this Hananya ben Chizkiyah that we're learning about here, and his friends, his acquaintances, they were the ones that compiled the Megillas Tainis, Shehoyu Mechavavines HaTzoris. They used to very much endear the Tzoris, because after there was a tsar, a pain, an anguish, a distress in Klal Yisrael, afterwards would become a miracle. The miracle would always save Klal Yisrael, and then from the miracles they would praise Hashem, and therefore they very much appreciated the opportunities of waiting for miracles, which were these challenges that they went through, and therefore they compiled the Megillas Tainis. Omer Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon ben Gamliel said, Af onu mechavvines atzoris. We also very much endear the tzoris, these stresses and challenges that we go through, but we did not record all the days where we got saved from these tzoris. Aval ma nase she'em bonu lichtoiv einonu maspikin. We can't write them down, because if we would write them down, we would not manage. It wouldn't suffice. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, einonu maspikin? So the first pshat in Rashi says that it's so often and so many, it's too many to record. The second pshat, Rashi says, that einonu maspikin, because if we would, every single day would be a Yom Tov, which Megillas Tainis turns every day where there was a ness, where they were saved by miracle from one of these challenges, it was a type of Yom Tov, and he says every day will become a Yom Tov. Dover Achir, another explanation why Reb Shimon ben Gamliel did not record all the Nisim, Ein Shoita Nifka, we're so numb from feeling and seeing Hashem's Hashgacha, the way Hashem is protecting us and the miracles He's doing for us, that we don't even feel we don't feel attacked by the challenges, and therefore we don't feel the miracles. Dova Achir, another explanation. Ein Besar Hameis Margish Beizmal. The meat of a dead person does not feel the blade of a scalpel, a type of a knife, and also us, we're so emotionally numb that we don't feel the Yomim Tovim and the Nisim that are happening to us. Asks the Gemara Eini, is it true that a dead person does not feel the pain of the knife? V'omer Yitzchok, kosher rimo lemeis, the worms eating away at a dead person's body are hard for him, difficult for him, k'machat b'bosar achai. It's like a needle that is pricking a live person. So it seems even when a person is dead, he feels his body feels the pain. So how can you say that we're compared to a dead meat, to a dead body that does not feel the knife? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, ach besoroi olov yichov, his meat, after he died, is paining him. V'nafshe olov tevol, and his spirit mourns over him. So you see that the dead body does feel. Says the Gemara, no. Eima ein basar hameis shebechai margish beizmal. We're not saying that a dead person doesn't feel. We're saying a live person who has a little piece of dead meat someplace annexed to his body, that little piece of dead meat, when it gets cut, the live person will not feel the pain. And so too, we are numb from feeling the tzoros and the nisim that Hashem does for us. Omer v'yudomarav, Baron, however, Zochur oisoi ish letoiv, v'chananyo ben chizkiyo shemoi, he's going to always be remembered positively, she'el molei hu nignaz seifa yecheskel. If not for him, they would have had to hide the seifa yecheskel. Shehoyu dvorov soisrim divrei Torah. There are certain parts and psukim within seifa yecheskel that seem to contradict psukim in the Torah, and to the extent that the Chachomim were contemplating possibly having to hide and take away the Sefer Yecheskel. Ma'osa, what did Hananya ben Chizkiyah do? He'eluloi gimel meis garvei shemen. They took up 300 barrels of oil to the attic. V'yoshav ba'aliyah, and he sat in the attic there in the upper chambers of Darshan, and he explained all the contradictions, and he made sure that every single pasuk in Yecheskel is congruent with all the halachas and all the psukim that we know in the Torah, and that way they saved Sefer Yecheskel. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start learning the details of the rest of the Yud Ches Dvorim.